time for Fit Life Radio. I'm Jimmy Page. So a few weeks ago, I posted a sign on our refrigerator door. It has two huge letters, N-O, at the top, followed by the following three words: complaining, criticizing, and excuses. That's right, no complaining, no criticizing, and no excuses. It didn't take long for the kids to see the sign since I posted it at eye level for maximum visibility. And at breakfast, one of my boys said, "So, Dad, I saw this sign." And that sparked a discussion to remind us that our thoughts and words are powerful. In Philippians 2, Paul reminds us of the first no when he says to do everything without complaining or arguing. What Paul's really saying is that when you complain, you are actually dissatisfied with what God has given you and that you don't really trust Him. Wow, that is really convicting, isn't it? But I believe that not complaining is one of the most obvious ways that a Christian can be different than others. So how can you create an environment of thanks without complaining? Number one, decide. Make a decision to listen to the words you use. Number two, get everybody involved. This has to be a team effort because once someone starts complaining, it can go downhill fast. And number three, make it fun. Try to turn every complaint into a thanksgiving. Giving thanks always brings more joy to life. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. This Fit Life Radio segment is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. For more information, visit the website fcahealthandfitness.org.